I thought I was still dreaming when I woke up the next morning and could swear I heard Clutch talking to Marvin in the kitchen. But that didn't make sense, did it? I got dressed quickly and hurried down the stairs. When I turned the corner to the kitchen, a sight I never imagined seeing came into view. Clutch was at the kitchen table sipping on coffee with Marvin, while Trevor glared at him from his spot leaning against the counter. Everyone's attention snapped to me when I cleared my throat. Clutch stood, wearing a pair of faded jeans and a gray t-shirt. He smiled at me, saying,
"Sorry to bother you. I am new to town and wanted to introduce myself to your family."
"Wait, what? You're new to town?" I managed to get out. He smiled and took a few steps towards me, both Marvin and Trevor with very different expressions on their faces watching him.
"Yes, I am renting the house just down the road from your gym."
I had no idea what to say, so I just stood there blinking at him. He took the final few steps towards me and stuck out his hand in my direction. I didn't think, I just reached my hand out in his direction. He wrapped his big, warm hand around mine, a hopeful smile on his face when he said,
"My name is Declan. Nice to meet you."
"Declan?" I whispered, trying to fight back the tears. He nodded, taking a small step closer to me, my hand still engulfed in his.
"And what is your name?"
he asked. "What is my name?" I looked around the room, at Marvin and Trevor. I looked back at Declan and thought about everything I had learned. I am safe. I can be anyone I want to be. Who do I want to be? I thought about the girl names on the computer screen, about the childhood and life I never got to have, about Rebecca and everything I had built. I am free. I can be anyone. I want to be me. He didn't push. He stood patiently holding my hand in his until the name came tumbling out of me. "Molly." I cleared my throat. "My name is Molly." A wide smile broke out across his face.
"It is good to finally meet you, Molly."
He gave my hand a squeeze, then turned it and brought it up to his lips. He gave me the softest of kisses before stepping away, saying,
"I won't take up more of your morning. I just wanted to stop by and introduce myself."
"Oh, okay." I felt stunned. Declan turned and made his way to the doorway before turning around and saying,
"I'll be seeing you soon, Molly."
"You will?" I asked, because apparently I was broken and that was the most I could get out. He gave me a wide smile and said,
"See you soon, Molly."